Welcome to the Classy Ring Guitar Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
And it's time to get classy.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
So, we went to England this week.
We did?
Not we sat on the couch.
Okay.
But we watched a television show.
So I'm pretty sure I just went to work this week.
Watched a television show that aired in England.
I did, and it was surprisingly good. Like, I enjoyed this week's Raw.
Storyline progressed.
Yes.
I mean, that's the big thing, is like...
And see, that's the big surprise with... Because usually, you know, these UK shows that they do rarely progress anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're fine. We'll get, like, more matches, and, you know, that's... 9 times out of 10, that's always great, unless you got, like, you know, Mark Henry or Sin Cara or whatever.
Yeah.
But this time they really progressed the story quite a bit, and I'm assuming the big reveal at the end wasn't shown for that audience because there was no reaction to it.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that's also to, you know, maintain so, you know, nothing gets spoiled.
Yeah, it ended on a backstage segment.
But everything else, you know...
Well, it was a progression, but there wasn't a twist, there wasn't a shocking surprise. I mean, so yeah, that's
fine. You know, it's just usually on those type of shows they just avoid any sort of progression
completely. Which is why I'm quite pleased.
Yeah.
Like, we're not 100% pleased with how the story's going, but like the fact that it moved somewhere, the fact that it wasn't just a twiddle our thumbs week.
Right.
So
because
yeah.
You know, we don't want to base every storyline off, you know, some big twist every week, because Lucha Underground is doing that right now, and it's horrible. Like, that, you know.
Ooh, you're like 3 episodes in. Are you even 3 episodes?
I'm 2 episodes in, and both episodes ended with a twist. I haven't watched the 3rd episode, but if it ends with some sort of shock twist or whatever, I'm not invested enough to get angry about it.
Yeah.
But I will just shake my head disapprovingly.
Yeah.
And then, but I can be angry at their weird, you know, camera work, because... That's disorienting.
No, I know. I haven't watched it, so I can't comment on Lucha.
And for those who are, like, waiting for our thoughts on Lucha Underground, I've been talking with the Trashy Boys, and I think we're going to do a special episode of Trash Ring Attire where we just talk about Lucha Underground.
All right.
So, if you want to go ahead and get caught up, now's your chance.
All right. Okay, some things worth mentioning.
Okay.
One, Jack Swagger was on Team Cena for a hot second.
For a full hot second, he was. And then not.
Then not.
Then he was taken out.
Yes.
Just like apparently Randy Orton. I'm assuming Randy is either going to be a surprise member.
Yeah.
Or just not on Survivor Series.
I'll be very surprised if he's not at Survivor Series.
But I want to say Survivor Series is in St. Louis this year. So that makes me think that he's going to be a surprise member.
Okay, so here's the thing. Do you think he will interfere with the match out of nowhere, or do you think, like, at the beginning of Survivor Series, Sheamus will be taken out, and oh no, what do we do? And then they announce him, David Ryan,
I mean,
style.
Either that, or Cena's still looking for that fifth guy, like, because right now Team Cena's at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Authority's at 4 as well.
I think so. Were they 5 with Ryback, and we're assuming that the Ryback thing's not gonna...
I don't remember. I'm sure we can go through and...
Seth Rollins, Kane, Mark Henry.
I didn't think Kane was in it.
I thought Kane was on the team.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think Kane's getting in the ring.
Okay,
I mean, because that's the thing, is the whole thing is like, why is Triple H not getting in the ring for them? Like, in KFAB, why is Triple H, if Triple H's job is on the line, why is he not getting in the ring for this match?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no explanation for that.
Right. I continue. I'm going to trust the internet to see if they can give me an answer.
Well, here, the question is, so do you still think the Authority is going to win the match?
Through shenanigans or otherwise, probably. Like, I don't see them giving up on the Authority being in power just yet.
Yeah. See, here's the thing, and I've been thinking about it, and I've been going back and forth.
It is in St. Louis, by the way.
Okay. And so, one thing is, like, this is a free Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time Survivor Series has ever been free.
Yeah.
Effectively. And that is a big deal. Like,
right.
And, like, I kind of feel like they're underselling how big of a deal that should be. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not... WrestleMania is free, but it's not, you know, No Way Out is free either. It's like, right. It's Survivor Series is free. You can just watch it.
Yeah.
Live, legally. Like, that's never happened before.
And then cancel, like, the next month.
Yeah, like, it's... So, and it's clearly to be here to, you know, obviously entice people. But I kind of feel like if I am a casual fan, if I'm on the fence, you know, Survivor Series has to make me want the network.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's got to be a something.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it described as people as it's got to be like a who's the third man kind of thing.
Right.
Has to have like a thing where you have to be like, oh man, that happened and I was there to see it live. This is why the network is worth it.
Yeah.
You know? And I feel like if the authority wins and regains control and nothing happens, there's all this build up of like, oh no, the authority could lose and be out of power. Oh, no, they won. Huh? Mm. That to me will just reinforce, see, that's why I don't get the network.
Yeah.
Because that's stupid. And that's, you know. So, I don't know. I feel like something big, monumental has to happen.
Yeah.
And it can be a debut. You know, we talked about Sting being the new GM last week, which is a far-fetched thing. But
it's not outside of the realm of possibility.
Right. And if he was like the fifth guy there or something.
Let's just put it this way. It would be more likely that Sting could be the new GM than it is for CM Punk to come back.
Mm-hmm. Let's put it that way. Right now, that is true.
Exactly.
So,
just a quick rehash. These are the official members on each team so far. Got Team Authority, which is Seth Rollins, Kane, Mark Henry, Rusev, with one person undetermined.
Mm-hmm.
Cena, Ziggler, Cho, Sheamus, and another person undetermined on the other team.
Yeah, so it was...
So it's 4-on-4 right now.
Wait, did you say Ryback?
No, Ryback is not...
Ryback made the fifth, and now he's not going to.
Right. They might... I don't know, depending on what they might do next week. Ryback might be, for now, the fifth member on Team Cena until someone else gets, you know...
Booted
out.
Well, so... That's my big pitch as to why the authority is going to lose.
Right.
But then I go... But now if Rusev is on there, like, if that's the way that this Rusev streak ends... With a loss in a Survivor Series match?
Yeah, but that doesn't technically count, though.
That leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
I guess. I mean, unless, like, you know, they pull, like, shenanigans and every single member of Team Cena hits their finisher on Rusev and then pins him. Then I'm like, okay, I can kind of see that.
Yeah, but, like, if that's how Rusev is undefeated.
Right.
So, and if that is how Rusev... I mean, I guess he is actually defeated because he lost the Rumble.
Right.
But...
Yeah, and there was that other battle royal before. I think it was to be entered into the Money in the Bank match or something.
But
Roman Reigns ended up winning, but it came down to Roman and Rusev.
Yeah, but Rusev has never been pinned.
No,
and
I don't see them having him submit anytime soon.
Yeah, no, he's not going to submit. Obviously.
Okay, so. Everybody on Team Cena hits their finisher, mm-hmm. the last one being Big Show's KO punch, and then Big Show just lays on top of him, like, all of his weight on Rusev.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, bam. That's plausible.
No, that's plausible, and then...
And like, you couldn't be like, okay, yeah, anybody would, you know, be down for a 3 count for that.
Yeah. I don't know, I want Rusev to leave the team. I want Rusev to leave the team in a huff. And somebody else be there. Because also, like, look at the card. The card right now is this Survivor Series match. And Dean and Bray Wyatt are going to have a match. And there's going to be a Divas match. And that's it.
At this point, yeah.
There's not going to be an Intercontinental Championship match because Dolph is in this match. And there's not going to be a U.S. Championship match because Rusev is in this match.
Yeah, and not that we need it. But we're not even going to get, like, the Big Show versus Mark Henry thing they've been teasing.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with.
They're both in this. I mean, I guess there'll probably be a tag team match, you know, championship match, because it's the only other belts that exist.
Yeah, there's that, and unless something goes down to, like, the lower mid-card where, like, they decided to have another Survivor Series match that way. Because usually there's two.
Yeah.
You know? They just have to come up with some sort of reasoning for it to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
So, it's just, it's...
The John Cena B Squad? Everyone that was knocked out a couple weeks ago, they formed their own team. Mm-hmm. Against, you know, the Authority's B Squad that just didn't quite make the cut.
Yeah.
The A-minus players?
I don't know. And they haven't always done a second team. They haven't always done a second.
Yeah, a second
Survivor Series team. I don't know. I'm very excited for this match because it's surprising. I don't love Survivor Series matches. That's my favorite.
And I'm assuming they're going to announce that the you know, spoiler if you haven't watched Raw. Assuming they're going to announce the final member would be Luke Harper.
You think so?
I mean, he said he was a team player. So at the very end of Raw. So
yeah.
I'm guessing that's what that's, you know, going to lead towards.
I mean,
that pretty much... I mean, and those are the guys that are pretty much set, because you want to save all your big returns for, you know, the face team.
Yeah.
And again, you know, I get nervous. Like, as many people have been, like, you know, crossed out of John Cena's team and replaced, they sure like to pick on Ziggler a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, in kayfabe, they're going to get to him. He's going to be like, I can't do it, John, and not do it, or he just medically can't go, or whatever.
I mean, he did get thrown.
Yeah, he did kind of get delivered to Triple H, you know, this past week, so. I don't know. I just, you know, of all the people that can be replaced, I'm hoping Sheamus.
Adam Rose and the Bunny might have a match.
Adam Rose and the Bunny might have a match. Because I don't know what it is about, you know, a guy with a scruffy, well, not a scruff, but like a beard. Right? It's an almost beard, really. An almost beard and guyliner that looks like he's just going through a like, dark time.
Yeah.
He just looks like he's seen some crap. You know? And, you know, a guy who, in kayfabe, is partying that hard.
Yeah.
He's seen some stuff go down.
Well, that's the thing is, they always have, like, the party lights going when they, you know, show them. And, yeah, they kind of, like, dim it for the match. But then we have a wide shot of the match until he wins, and then we're back to victory party lights.
Yeah.
And so, like, now we're seeing the party makeup without the party lights. And, yeah, it looks like,
Yeah.
It's that morning after shot.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah. I think someone posted a GIF on Reddit, and it was just him just kind of, like, starting to get really angry at this bunny. It's like Adam Rose and Leo Kruger are, like, having a battle in his head right now, fighting for his soul.
Yeah. So, I do want to say, I think that Ryback's return has been really successful.
So far, I'm surprised the Brits were, like, that into Ryback. Like, they were all about some Feed Me More.
Yeah. And they were unified in John Cena Sucks. I have not seen a crowd that unified against Cena in a long time. Like, I've seen a good solid split.
It felt a lot like Chicago 2011.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. And they really wanted Dolph. Like, I'm pretty sure, they were chanting, "We want Dolph," and then someone came out, it might have been the Authority, but then they kept chanting, "You're not Dolph."
I mean, I think it is, you know, they don't get Raw over there as often, so. Right.
So they gotta put all their energy into this one.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is like.
Because usually they come in London, they go to the O2 Arena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now they're at Liverpool, like, you know.
Well, that's the thing, if you're a fan in the UK, you know, once it leaves the UK, you know, it's going back across the sea. You can't, you know, Frank the Clown just hop a state or two
right
and go see it.
Fair enough.
So it's, you know,
it's WrestleMania and this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think it's some of the more, you know, money spending smarky fans will be the ones at the show.
Right.
So.
No. Yeah. Absolutely. The crowd was pretty fantastic this week.
Good job, crowd.
Yeah.
I agree.
Although the just chanting for the announcer thing is getting kind of old.
Yeah.
Or chanting just random other people because you're bored of the match. Like, that point, that kind of starts to feel like, not because you're bored of the match, but you just feel like you want to just kind of be heard.
Like, yeah,
you want to disrupt the show for your own.
You want to be that crowd, and I get that, and that's the thing. I'm very conflicted with like how I feel because I totally want to be in the crowd one day where the crowd hijacks the show.
Right,
like it's that I totally get that. Where I'm like, nope, we're not going to take it. We refuse to accept this show. Take our stand, and I get that, and I want to be in that crowd too. So I very much sympathize with that.
But I'm not trying to like single out this crowd in particular.
No.
There's been ones in the past where it's like right at the beginning of the match, before they even gave the match a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, like if it's gone on too long and nothing's happening and it's getting boring, then absolutely do what you want.
Like, and there's definitely been like the two or three guys who are like, "We're gonna be that crowd," and I was like, "Shut up, let me enjoy the show."
Right.
So don't be that guy ever. That's no. But like at the same time, yeah, it can be annoying at home to be like, "This, calm down. That's a fine right. thing." And it goes, you know, they're totally in multiple directions. You know, there's like, "This is awesome" chants where I'm like, "It's okay."
Yeah, I mean, the fans are a little bit too liberal with the "This is awesome" chants these days. Mm-hmm. But I mean, sometimes it's warranted, you know, but it seems like 50% of the time it's like, okay, all right, it's something different, fine, but yeah. Is it really awesome? I don't know.
And so, I don't know, and again, having been in a live crowd, best episode of Raw ever, until I saw it on TV, I was like, oh.
Right, exactly.
Nothing happened. This is an atrocious episode.
Yeah.
The Tensai guy isn't that good.
No, he's not. I want to ask you something.
Okay.
That is the hottest debate on the internet since this past Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
And it is, has Mizdow been ruined by Hornswoggle?
Have you, by any chance, ever read old Shazam comics?
First of all, I could have just said no as soon as you asked, have I read? Because reading is for prisoners. I don't read. Ow, don't throw things at me. My house, don't throw things at me. But no, I have not.
Alright.
Continue with your point.
So, Captain Marvel, now known as Shazam in DC Comics.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not know about Captain Marvel?
Like, I knew about Captain Marvel, I didn't know they were the same guy.
Like, the big lightning bolt basically looks like Superman.
Well, I knew that part, yeah.
It's Captain Marvel.
Okay.
He yells Shazam to turn into Captain
Marvel. Yeah, wait, what?
Okay, so here, this isn't wrestling at all. Let's really delve into this. Kid named Billy.
Okay.
Finds a secret cave and gets the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the something of somebody, you know.
right.
And the Z is Zeus, and
He gets superpowers.
It spells out Shazam. The wizard gives him... There's a wizard in the game.
Okay.
The wizard gives him... And so when he yells out Shazam, he becomes Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Full adult, you know, guy.
Okay.
But basically, everybody knows him as Shazam. So recently, there's like, okay, the guy's name is Shazam now.
Okay.
Because they're DC. Marvel has their own Captain Marvel.
Right.
Like, and it's confusing and difficult. And so he's not Captain Marvel anymore. He's Shazam.
Okay, I get that. I understand that. When you were originally describing it, it sounded like, all right, he's Captain Marvel, but then he yells Shazam, and he becomes Shazam. I'm like, what?
No. Captain Marvel and Shazam are the same person.
Okay.
He always yells Shazam. He used to be called Captain Marvel. He's called Shazam now.
Okay. I'm with
you. But back when he was called Captain Marvel, way back in the day, there was, like, Captain Marvel, and then there was, like, Lady Marvel.
Right.
And then there was, and it's the same thing with, like, Superman, Supergirl, Superboy kind of thing. But it got a little ridiculous with Captain Marvel.
Yeah?
Because there was, like...
Was it Cousin Marvel?
Yeah, no, there was, like, Cousin Marvels. There was, like... There was Kid Marvel, which was dumb, because the whole point of the Marvel thing was a kid yelling Shazam and becoming an adult. So, there was Kid Marvel. There was, like, Dog Marvel. It was the Marvel family. That's what it was called. But there was an everything.
I see how the Marvel family would be confused with, you know, Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what I would like for this Miz thing. I would like them to go ahead and get a Diva Miz to come in there and just, like, have every conglomerate that they can have and have this whole, like, Miz family.
Well, yeah, because you also have to cover for every ethnicity.
Exactly.
I got it. All right.
Yep. So if you're
gonna, you're looking for a Miz stunt stable.
If you're gonna do it, lean into it. Just full commit.
Like Damian Sandow
has. Like Damian Sandow has.
The guy leaned into it completely,
and
he's been amazing.
Yeah, and like that was, you heard the chance.
Yeah,
like it worked. Good job, Damian.
And classic, like great heel move by Miz by tagging him in and then like immediately tagging him back out.
Mm-hmm.
That was perfect.
No, Miz, for everything you can say about the Miz, God, the Miz can play a heel.
He really can, and because he's good at being a smarmy prick.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, surprise.
But he knows it, and he can read the crowd, and he can, like,
mm-hmm.
hit the buttons. Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
So, in your book, Hornswoggle did not ruin Mizdow.
No.
Okay, good, because that's the correct answer. He did not, because he's still amazing, and I love it, and I'm fine with having a friend.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the whole, like, because they teased Hornswoggle joining Curtis Axel and Ryback there for a little bit, I would have been okay with that, too. The only thing I was not okay with was him coming out in a gator costume.
Yeah, that was dumb.
The thing that they actually did.
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm.
It was dumb. But they seem to have learned, and that gator costume has not been seen since.
No, now he's... I don't... What do they call him? I don't know if they called him...
I don't know. Tiny Miz?
Mini Miz?
It should be Mini Miz.
That's what I think it was.
It should be Mini Miz.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, there's my 2.5 cents there.
Okay.
God, what else happened this week? Oh, what's happening with Xavier Woods?
From what I understand, it is starting the stable with him, Kofi, and Big E, because they aired, for whenever they taped SmackDown, they aired like that same type of promo with the choir and everything, but with Kofi.
Okay.
And then on WWE's Instagram, they posted a picture of the three of them in the ring, like, kind of posing or whatever, being smile, all smiles and everything.
Yeah.
So it's basically this stable with all three guys, but in, like, a happy face sense. Unless they pull, you know, this is all set up, and then they come out as, you know, heel team that's just out to dominate or whatever. Like, I don't know, like,
like a nation?
Yeah, like a nation. Like a nation that dominates. I don't know what a catchy name for that would be. Damn.
State of anger.
State of anger that needs to be expressed by Ron Simmons coming out saying, damn.
So,
yeah. Still, a nation domination 2.0 with Ron Simmons as a manager would be amazing.
Yeah, no, it totally would be. And, like, it looks right now like they're doing the Nation of Pleasant Singing, like.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, playing in the whole, like, Southern gospel type thing, and I'm like, no, like, I want to see something different. This is, you know, yes, Xavier Woods is a very lively personality, and he does that incredibly well. Kofi, he can kind of follow suit and everything. You know, yeah. Big E, I'm not so sure. You know, this real, like, that type of character would fit Xavier Woods the best.
Well,
but all three of them, I'm not sure.
I mean, here's the thing, like, all three of them have all been fun characters. Xavier Woods,
yeah,
very loud, just excited to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, Kofi was a smiling guy and, like, you know,
for, like, his entire career up to
the point. Yeah, he's smiling, happy, and trying his heart and doing his best.
Right.
Kind of thing. And Big E
can be hilarious.
Big E was Carlton. Like yeah. The second Big E got on the mic, I was like, wait. That is not the personality that should be coming out of that human body. What is going on?
Right.
So,
dear Lord, he was, because I got caught up on the JBL and Cole show, he played a therapist, and, like, he just put on a blonde wig and spoke it with a very matter-of-fact, it was completely corny and completely cheesy, but I died laughing.
Yeah.
Big E is amazing.
But that's the thing, is, like, none of those three guys have ever been really taken seriously.
No.
And not that, like, they haven't.
Most of them, like, Big E, you know, they tried, and well, Big E, it worked well.
It's not that he's an unlegitimate threat. Like, he is a legitimate threat in the ring, and I think he's been viewed as that successfully.
Right.
But at the same time, it's, oh, goody, he's going to say something delightful.
Right.
It's not been, you know, this we're not going to take it attitude, which I was kind of expecting.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, maybe that is just, you know, this, like, oh, they're doing the Nation of Domination again. Right. And that's what the Nation of Domination was.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's an element of that. But I would have liked to, you know, have seen. And again, we don't know because they haven't actually premiered or anything.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I just blanket statement, I hate vignettes. I hate character
nothing I do too.
Via
I do.
Vignettes. I've never been like, I'm enjoying these vignettes before I see this character.
Yeah, the only time I would disagree with you would be Brodus Clay, just because it came, like, what actually happened was completely out of left field.
Yeah, no, Brodus Clay was a payoff, because I hated all the vignettes. I was like, okay, I get it, I don't care.
Yeah, Fall of Humanity or whatever, yeah, I get it.
That bait and switch totally paid off, but it paid off because I hate vignettes.
Right.
If I was sitting there like, I'm enjoying these vignettes,
Right.
But no, there's been no...
Is that, unless you're going to give it the effort of, like, the Bray Wyatt vignettes, you know?
Yeah.
If you're going to give it that kind of effort, and really those vignettes turned into Bray Wyatt pre-taped promos, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With, like, a whole bunch of other weird images.
But, you know, honestly, even though those were the best, I was ready for Bray Wyatt to debut.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they,
3 weeks to a month before he actually did.
Yeah, that's the problem they run into, is they do them way too far ahead of time. Like, by the time you see it for the second time, you're ready for it to happen.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, if they're going to do it, maybe do it for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then,
you know what? That would be a very different situation.
Yeah.
Where they, like, they do a mystery thing. Mm-hmm. You're like, what's going on? You know, because it's a 2-minute thing. And then next week, you're like, oh, what's that thing from last week? And then it says, coming to Raw next week. And you're like, well, I'm going to tune in next week.
Yeah.
So it's a,
I can, you know. I can see this new group doing it this way. They had a promo with Xavier Woods. Mm-hmm. They're going to do one. And Xavier Woods was not this past Monday Night Raw, but the one before.
Yeah.
But this week, they're going to do one with Kofi. I can see them doing another one the week after with Big E, and then one more with all three of them.
Yeah.
So that's a month of vignettes. I can absolutely see them doing that.
Yeah, it's too much.
Then debuting.
That's too much.
Unless they re-air the one with all three of them twice.
Yeah.
Which I could also see them doing.
Mm-hmm. It's too much.
Then that's 5 weeks.
It's too much because I saw the Xavier Woods one, and I thought, well, I guess this stable thing's over. I guess that just died in the house show, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so once, and part of that is, you know, obviously rumors and being like, oh, they're still doing that in house shows and learning like, oh, they did a Kofi one and it's going to air at some point.
Yeah.
So, but you know, so part of that's a little unfair that like, I'm like, I know it's going to happen. I'm ready for it to happen.
Right.
But 4 weeks, I don't need 4 weeks of vignettes for anybody.
No, not at all.
So.
Like, honestly, they could have done like a teaser vignette where you don't really know what's going on, then kind of almost like a reveal vignette,
mm-hmm.
and then bam, let him debut.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, I agree.
So, I guess here's my question.
Okay.
With the Authority,
mm-hmm.
If you had to pick now, if we were making official predictions right now for predicting the card,
yeah,
would you predict Authority to win or lose?
I would pick Authority to win.
Authority to win.
Yeah.
Now there are 2 episodes left. What in those 2 episodes could make you switch to thinking they were going to lose?
I don't know. Like, if they introduce some sort of alternate plan, like some sort of plan for when, you know, if the Authority would lose, this is what would happen. Like, this is the people who would be in charge or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that the crowd can get behind, that might sway them to be like, okay, well, the crowd might want this. The crowd might like this for a little bit, so let's try.
Okay,
this.
So off top.
Because that's the one thing that they haven't done. They're like, okay, the Authority lose, they're out of power. It's like, okay, but then what?
Yeah. You know? I feel like then what will be addressed next Monday, though.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, what you want, effectively, just using the Sting thing, because we've talked about it before, you want Sting to appear the week before and be like, you know, Vince coming out and be like, you know, this will be our new guy, and Sting coming up and be like, I want to be GM, so I'm going to make sure it happens by being on Team Cena.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, well.
maybe, oh yeah. But then that, you know, that kind of gets rid of the dramatic reveal the Monday after.
Exactly.
Fine. I don't know. There's a part of the thing where it's like, yeah, things are kind of stacked in authority's favor so much that it almost makes you feel like, oh yeah, well, you know, that's when Super Cena comes.
It's like, are there odds for Cena to overcome?
Right.
Because he'll sniff him out.
He will. He'll
overcome those odds.
He will. He's always looking for ways in which he's the underdog.
Yep.
Which is impossible. But he still finds him. I don't know. There would have to be some sort of, like, equal playing field. I mean, technically, they are an equal playing field because they are...
Five versus five.
Five versus five, and right now, each team has four people.
Yeah.
But the other, you know, team just... I don't know. It still seems to be in authority's favor right now.
Okay. Well, let me add this.
And again, like I said, like, I just... It's going to take a lot for me to think that WWE is ready to get rid of authority for right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, and do you think if the authority is gone, do you think that the authority will disappear for a while, or do you think that...
Probably for a while.
Do you think the authority won't be trying to, like, get back in control anytime soon?
Either that, or that some, like, there's some other feud starts happening, you know?
Okay, alright.
Like, honestly, it's not outside the realm of possibility. The last member of Team Cena is Batista. And, you know, he's not back full-time or anything, but it's enough to start something with him and Triple H... to kind of plant the seed for the two of them at WrestleMania, which,
yeah.
You know, apparently is what Batista wants.
Batista wants Batista will come back for.
Yeah.
And you guys, Guardians of the Galaxy made a ton of money!
It did. And it would not be that difficult for Batista to return his face because of it. And because, let's be honest, we've talked about this plenty of times, he got a really bad Raw deal.
He did.
When he came back earlier this year.
Raw deal. I get it.
Well... A Royal Rumble deal wouldn't make sense.
Alright, let me add this potential wrinkle to your whole situation.
Okay.
Some rumors have surfaced.
Oh god.
And again, these are very unsubstantiated.
Mm-hmm.
So take them with the biggest grain of salt you can find. But there have been some rumors that Stephanie McMahon is pregnant.
Oh. Hello.
And so might need to be written off of television.
Are these the same people that said AJ was pregnant?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
So.
Dear Lord. I just hope for Triple H's sake it's a boy. Because they're up to, what, three girls now?
Do they have three girls? I know they only have girls.
I know they have two. At least two. Maybe three. But dear Lord, that guy needs a son. Just for his own sanity. Whew.
So, if anything comes of those rumors.
Yeah.
Within the next amount of time. Then I think that leans heavily into...
That leans heavily into Cena winning. And it would, you know, it would still be fine with Triple H doing, you know, starting a feud with him and somebody. Or at least planning the idea.
I still think Triple H is going to wrestle at 31.
No. I have a good idea he will.
I mean...
You know, but that would give a reason for Stephanie to be off TV, at least.
Yeah, Triple H has...
And for Triple H not to be on TV every week.
Yeah. I would say Triple H has, what, 10 to 15 matches left in him?
Oh, yeah. Like, a guy his age, he's still in really great shape. And honestly, if... Look at... I want you to look at Triple H, what he looked like at WrestleMania 31. Then compare it to what he looked like around...
I mean...
25, 26. He's in much better shape than he was then.
No. Not like the guy has, like, it left in him. Because, no, Triple H could go. Like, Triple H could be a weekly...
Yeah.
Wrestler, if he's...
But, oh, you mean, like, as far as, like, fan interest?
No, like, Triple H interest.
I was about to say.
Like, no, fan interest, again,
he'd go all
weekly. Time. Like, yeah, Triple H would be having monthly pay-per-view matches.
Yeah.
But with, you know, behind-the-scenes schedule...
Oh, okay.
Triple H is only going to lace boots for a special occasion at this point.
Right.
And I'm guessing we're going to get about 10 to 15 more Triple H matches in his career.
Counting WrestleManias and a couple other here and there.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Mm-hmm.
So, and trying to think, like, okay, Vince started getting in the ring fairly consistently.
Yeah.
But part of that was he just got in the ring with Austin again and again and again and again and again. So if Triple H had that guy, and Triple H doesn't have that guy.
Well, he did before Daniel Bryan.
I mean, it was Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
But do you think that he would? Because, I mean, Vince wrestling was always a bit of an anomaly. Like, you know, especially there in the beginning. Like, we are going to get Vince in the ring again?
Yeah.
This is crazy. You know, it's not that crazy, that outlandish to see Triple H get in the ring. Triple H doesn't also have Vince's fighting style, which is just, like, interesting to watch. Like, why is he doing that?
Triple H has a fighting style.
Exactly. Triple H is going to wrestle.
Right.
Vince is just going to kind of
take it and
be in the ring.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if Triple H will ever get to that point where he is fairly consistently in the ring trying to beat that one guy.
No. Yeah.
But, I mean, as much as they want. You know,
I think he's very content with just being, like, only for the big events.
Yeah.
You know, just anytime a card needs a little bit of a boost, which, honestly, WrestleMania 30 didn't really need it, but that being said,
but
I'm still having a hard time finding a match to beat out Daniel Bryan and Triple H for Match of the Year.
I mean, it's
kind of... It had pretty much every element you would want.
That pay-per-view, man.
It's just
like,
perfect.
It hits me sometimes. Like, I'll be at work, hard at work, doing something on the computer, and I'll, like, lean back and be like, God, WrestleMania 30.
Yeah, and now I think about it, I want to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Which happened the last time we talked about WrestleMania.
I saw a post, it was just like an ass forum board, and it was, what twist did you not see coming? And those were just talking about all these movie twists. And, like, halfway down the page was like, 21-1. And yeah. I was like, yep, that guy gets it. And like, what? But this isn't like...
Like, that is the twist. Like, yeah. That is the ultimate twist.
No, like, one person in the response was like, what are you talking about? And everybody else was like, yep, didn't see it coming. What is going on? I was like, you guys.
Right. Yeah, no, like, that's... Come on. Like, that has to be the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, the ultimate twist you never saw coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... But as and then like in this the whole you know offshoot debate is like was it the right call and stuff and that will be debated forever.
Right. Yeah.
I mean that is
but
up
you
there.
Knew that was going to happen whenever the streak got you know the streak got defeated.
Yeah, but I think because Brock Lesnar did it, it is more heavily debated
right.
than if somebody because every you know everybody who said it should it was the debate was should he retire undefeated
right.
or should it be beaten. And if it was, but if it should be beaten, it should be an up-and-comer. That was always the consensus. Nobody, except for maybe diehard Cena fans, were like, Cena should be the one to beat the streak. Nobody thought that.
No.
And nobody thought, like, you know...
None of us thought Brock Lesnar had a chance.
No.
I was incredibly confident that it was never going to happen.
No.
Not with Brock.
I was thinking small, you know, up-and-comer guy or Kane.
Right.
So, Brock.
And honestly, I probably. Because I kind of know what Kane can do in the ring now, and I know how Kane Undertaker matches tend to go. Kane Undertaker matches are not that good. They're okay, they're passable.
If I bet you, if Kane and Undertaker sat down and were like, we're going to do the streak breaking match, it would be a good match.
Sure, yeah.
Kane and Undertaker matches. Are problematic for the same reason Cena Orton matches are problematic. They keep happening,
right?
So, but you say you go to those two guys and you're like you guys are gonna put together a match that ends the 21-year streak,
right?
They would put on an amazing match.
Fair enough.
Those are both dedicated in ring talents.
Oh yeah,
they would put on a 5-star match.
Right.
They can't now because the streak is broken.
Right.
So this is a match you will never see.
Well, you might see it, but not for that reason.
No. The part of the reason it would be so good was because they're like they would go.
No. Like if Undertaker and Kane were going to have one last match, and it was both of their last matches, and they told them that, or they decided that beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we might see something pretty great.
Yeah. No, you would
because they would just lay it all out there.
Not a doubt in my mind, you'd see something pretty amazing there.
Agreed.
So, are we up to making us happy?
Let's go for it. What's making you happy this week, Joel?
Making me happy this week, wrestling related. So as you know, I'm in a show.
Yes, you are.
So
premieres this weekend, by the way.
Yes, premieres this weekend. So, for those of you who don't know, which should probably be just about all of you, there's no reason for you to know these things. Every musical I have ever been in since high school, I have at some point put the hand jive in that musical.
The hand jive?
The hand jive from Grease.
Okay, okay, okay.
It's the dance, the hand jive.
Why?
Because I can.
Can you?
I can, and I have.
Okay.
I have struggled sometimes. It's pretty easy when I did Grease. I was able to work that one out.
I was about to say, like, you probably just did Grease a bunch of times.
But I did Les Mis, and I got the hand jive in Les Mis.
When? Like, when, like, you know, everyone was dying?
Yes. It was at the beginning. If you've seen Les Mis.
Okay.
When they are, like,
when they were carrying the boat?
Yeah, when they're bringing, that's what they're doing in the movie. They're, like, bringing in the boat. What they do in the play is they're basically busting rocks up in a quarry.
Oh, okay.
And so I busted rocks in the hand jive pattern. I was, like, busting with my hands open, then busting with my fists, and then throw the rocks over my shoulder, and then I would wipe my brow. So no, I did the hand jive.
How much did that director hate you for that?
He does not know.
That is a horrible director. I would have noticed that so quick.
No, you would not. Like,
I'm not a director or anything, but
no, like so there's sometimes like I.
Okay, another question. In that particular scene, how many people were in that scene?
Probably a dozen.
Okay.
And I was a guy in the background.
Okay.
No, you would not have noticed. Like, no, that's the thing. Is like there's some things. I'm in Charlie Brown now. Charlie Brown, it's fairly easy because there's like an upbeat song, and they're like, all right, here's an 8 count, just kind of rock out and do a dance. But and we, you know, it's Charlie Brown, so they do. We all do the Peanuts dance from Christmas, Charlie Brown Christmas. But Charlie Brown's not in that scene.
No, he's not.
Because Charlie Brown's the director of the Christmas show.
Right.
Again, guy, we were like, this is completely not wrestling.
Yeah, but it's making us happy, so let's talk about that.
But so because Charlie Brown's anything.
And you did say this was wrestling related.
I'm getting to the best wrestling related. So because Charlie Brown's not in that scene, I have no dance for that 8 count. So I do the hand jive. So the hand jive's easy. I have also, ever since about 2010, put a wrestling reference into every show that I've done.
Okay, okay, okay. Question. Where in Les Mis?
Where in Les Mis?
Yes.
God,
other than the title being Les Mis.
I was like, Les the Mis. God, what did I do in Les Mis? I'm trying to remember. In Les Mis, we were in Master of the House, and we have to cheer. Mm-hmm. And so I did the Randy Orton hug pose for my cheer. I went, yeah! I did the Randy Orton
pose. All right. That's a little bit more, like, passable. Like, you can get away with that one fairly easily.
I've gotten away with all of them. There's never been a director that's been like, that's from wrestling. I like it. Keep it in. But like,
or a director's like, Joel, what the hell are you doing? Stop it.
Nobody's ever come. But like, there's been like one thing where I had to make like a train noise, and so instead
I've got
a
Master in the House stuck in my head.
And so, well, tough luck. So like I do a train noise, I'm like, let's, you know, da da the train, woo woo. I'm like, well, that's gonna be 3 woos. That's easy enough. there's one time I had to do something, so I did the Walls of Jericho. So it's just like, you know, so the thing that's making me happy this week is I finally figured out how to squeeze it into Charlie Brown. Because it's hard, because Charlie Brown doesn't do a lot of wrestling.
No, he does not.
So it's at the very end of the show, where I have to do, they do a pose where they go, I have to look down and then look up. And so, when I'm standing there, I do the arms cross and the John Cena, like, returning to the Royal Rumble moment. And so, when he does that, you know, that stupid John Cena cocky thing. Like, you know the exact John
Cena. You've seen it replayed a billion times.
Standing there with his arms crossed look. With that stupid, I'm back early grin that we always see now. So, that's what I do. So I finally squeeze it in. So that wrestling related, that's making me happy, is that Charlie Brown's doing the stupid John Cena return look.
All right.
And nobody knows.
Non-wrestling related?
I'm in a show this week.
Then the show starts this weekend, and you'll have time after this.
Yes, exactly.
The end is almost near for
that's
you.
That's what's making me happy this
week. Okay. Non-wrestling related. This weekend, I'm doing nothing. I'm going to visit some family and doing nothing. And I love it. It's great. It's what I need. Wrestling related, kinda. Mm-hmm. Again, kind of the same vein of Joel's. There's this group on YouTube called the Aural Nuts with an mm-hmm. A. They did a video this week, and it was 10 ways that they could have improved the new Transformers movie, Age of Extinction. And, like, number one was, like, change it to transmorgifizers or something like that. Mm. And one of them also was, for every single explosion, make sure John Cena's theme music is playing in the background. And they did, like, this montage of it, and it's amazing! It works absolutely every time! I mean, there was another one where they changed, like, you know, Bumblebee's, his whole thing is whatever's on the radio. It's like, yeah, just make it from one movie, and it was Goonies. So, like, every scene was, burr, 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 and then Bumblebee comes flying through, like, hey, you guys!
Did they mention that that movie should have been called Trans, the number 4, and then MERS?
No, they called it Transmorgifizers.
It should be Transform, like, like, that drove me crazy. I was like, that is a drop
Trans
ball.
Four.
Yeah, Transformers with the digit 4 in there.
Honestly, I don't think it would have made a difference in that movie.
No, here's the thing, like, what are the odds? Like, do you think back in 2005, when this movie was originally pitched, they're like, you see this dinky toy right here? I'm gonna make a movie about this toy, flippy, flippy, flip. It's a truck, it's a robot, or both. Ooh, that's worth $1 billion. Give me all the money, please. Like, at that point, nobody thought, like, there's probably gonna be 4 of these. So, against all the odds, we made it to the 4th Transformers movies in this franchise, and nobody thought to call it Transformers. I'm still upset about it, and that's why I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah, well, sure. It's kind of like the whole same, like, the whole thing with the Left 4 Dead series, video game. Like, I thought Left 4 Dead, the first one, was, like, the 4th version of it, because it's got a zombie hand. With 4.
They're not up to the 4th one.
They're not. They're only on the 2nd one. But when they get to the 4th one, it'll be Left 4 Dead 4.
Well, they're not going to get to the 4th one because Valve made it, and Valve can't count to 3. Which is why they made Half-Life, Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Half-Life 2 Episode 2. Portal 1 and 2, Left 4 Dead 1 and 2, Team Fortress 1 and 2, Counter-Strike 1 and 2. Valve doesn't know what 3 is.
You're getting really energized about this.
It's getting a little ridiculous. Yeah. Like, this isn't even like a I need Half-Life 3 kind of thing.
No, it's just like, can't you guys count past 2?
But Half-Life 2 Episode 1 really got me. I was like, really?
Right.
That's just being mean.
It could just be them leaning into it. Yep, I don't know. Get to Half-Life 2 Episode 100, and then, like, okay, yeah, this is getting much.
I mean, it's... Part of it is, like, I mean, if you play Half-Life, you know, it's not Half-Life 3, you know, and I understand that, but, like, whatever.
All right. It's time for the mail sack.
Mail sack, mail sack, why is there hair in this mail sack? Mail sack, mail sack, let's all go inside. Mail sack, mail sack, why is there hair in this mail sack? Mail sack, mail sack.
All right, we've got a couple bits of mail sackage here. This one comes from Beardsley. I guess I should have saw this one coming. Why are you so terrible? And also tell Joel I'm going to beat him up if we don't hang out soon. So, why are we so terrible, Joel?
I don't think we are terrible. I think we're okay.
I think we're pretty all right.
I think we're pretty swell guys.
And Beardsley just kind of like... passionately told you he wants to hang out.
I know.
That's like the nicest thing he's ever said.
I know, right?
I think he's just admitted that he loves you.
I think he does.
He's such a teddy bear.
Most people
he's
do.
Just a soft little teddy bear. Yeah. There's nothing rigid about him at all.
Nope.
He loves rainbows.
He's
and
nice.
Care Bears and gummy worms.
And Care Bears too.
And One
a
Direction.
A new beginning.
He talks about how, like, all he talks about is metal. He really likes One Direction and Miley Cyrus.
Is he insecure?
I think he's insecure.
And you don't know what for?
Sure. Sure. And the funny thing about this is, we know Beardsley never listens to the podcast, so we can say all these things about him, and it really makes no sense why he would send in a mail segment.
To something he's not going to listen to.
Exactly!
That sounds like Beardsley.
Yes. Alright, so this one comes from Jay on Facebook, and I shortened this a little bit. Basically, he wants us to pick what we would, you know, for our dream Survivor Series main event. It can be pretty much anybody, real or fiction.
Okay.
5-on-5, it has to be a 5-on-5, and there has to be some sort of storyline. And go.
I mean, just to get fiction out of the way, fiction would be, Avengers versus Justice League.
Well, yeah.
In a ring.
Fine.
Like, there you go.
Way to be lazy about that. That's written for you.
How would you not do it? Like,
I know.
See any five fictional characters fight any five fictional characters.
Yeah, but that match would be so long.
I mean,
it's superheroes with superpowers.
It's either that or swap out one of those and put in the Power Rangers. Like,
fine. That too. The winner could face the team of the Power Rangers.
I mean, there's
next year's Survivor Series.
Exactly.
Keep that going.
That could be your little beast team Survivor Series.
There you go.
It's the Power Rangers and like the GoBots. Or the Ninja Turtles.
There it would be Transformers versus the GoBots.
Fine, it'll be Power Rangers versus Ninja Turtles.
Okay, there you go. That makes sense.
Yes.
Glad you finally, got your head in the game there.
P.S. There are five Ninja Turtles, so it's possible. Because there's going to be one guy being like, there's only four Ninja Turtles.
There's a fifth one?
Sorry, yeah, there's a fifth Ninja Turtle.
Are you, like, being for real? Or
yeah.
You, okay.
No, it's a real thing.
What's his name?
It's not a he.
What's her name?
Venus.
When did that happen?
And Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation? I think Next Mutation. Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, you're really stretching my K-Fab right now. My K-Fab can't handle that sort of garbage. I was going to try to keep it wrestling-ish.
Yeah, so now let's go to the wrestling-ish. Okay, CM Punk has to come back.
Well, clearly, he's in mind.
If it's my dream, CM Punk.
He said fictional characters, so come on.
CM Punk?
Him returning to WWE? Never going to happen.
Yeah, CM Punk would come back.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the Authority losing power storyline.
Yeah.
And there's not a better storyline that I'm wishing they would do.
Yeah.
You know, I like struggle for control storylines.
Right. Yeah,
like,
yeah. It works.
It works and it's been my favorite thing, especially with the McMahon family, like with when Shane came in. So Shane would come back,
Why you gotta take my idea?
No,
it would be fight for power, Team Authority versus Team Shane.
Yeah, see, the only thing I would do, because I do want Shane to come back,
yeah,
but I would also love for Paul Heyman to go rogue and try and take control, because he has...
So, Paul Heyman guys versus...
Team Authority. And if we're playing Dream Team, John Cena turns effectively heel for the match, because Cena's a company guy, and Cena's on Team Authority.
Right.
So, So, yeah, Paul Heyman guys. So, I would have Brock, CM Punk, Dolph, Cesaro, I guess.
Curtis Axel?
No. He's not a real thing.
All right, you said Brock, Punk, Cesaro, Ziggler. Might as well throw an ECW guy in there. Might as well be RVD.
Yeah, okay, fine. Like, RVD's not my favorite, but he fits the mold, so yeah.
I mean, who else? Tommy Dreamer? Like, who else from ECW? Because you're going to have an ECW guy in there to really
round it out. I know, well, okay, if we're going fictional, can I get, like, prime of his life Cactus Jack?
Oh, absolutely.
Then there you go.
Well, that's perfect for
me. I want time-traveling Cactus Jack to come back. Like,
right.
I don't want McFoley there.
I was going to say another, like, you know, sort of like WWE Alliance situation.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, yeah, we can do WWE versus TNA, but then I couldn't think of five guys from TNA.
I mean...
Wait and I laugh at my joke and completely move on to, like, trying to think of logistically how that would happen. You suck.
I would rather have NXT Invasion over TNA Invasion.
That would be amazing, honestly. Really would be. Because it would be a little bit of Nexus kind of thing, where... And see, the one thing I did like about, even though they didn't do it at Even though they did it at SummerSlam and not Survivor Series, what I did like about that is, you know, it didn't really matter if you were face or a heel on Team WWE.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of like that element a little bit.
Yeah. By the way, side note, I think I mentioned this last week, but I want to reiterate it. If the Authority wins because Team John Cena can't learn to work together again, I'm tired of that storyline.
Well, yeah, but we're only getting... Well, see, that's the thing. Like, we're only seeing signs of people not being able to get along on the side of Team Authority.
Yes. But Team Authority is going to get their act together within the next 2 weeks. Is the storyline.
But if Ryback ends up joining Cena, there's going to be a lot of guys on Cena's team that are going to be like, oh, we can't trust them or whatever because he did blah, 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 blah.
I mean, I'm more concerned about Randy Orton joining Team Cena.
Well, yeah, too.
For those reasons. But Team Authority... I'd put Triple H back in the ring, because Triple H should be in the ring for this.
Yeah.
I would like John Cena on that team.
On Team Authority?
Yeah.
Team Authority, Triple H, John Cena, Shawn Michaels.
Okay, yeah, if you give me Cactus Jack, I gotta give you Shawn Michaels.
Who else? Because it would be a heel team. So Shawn Michaels would be in heel mode.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we put on there? It's not going to be Diesel. Nope. Mm-mm.
No.
The rest of the clique,
even prime of his life Diesel?
Nope.
Prime of his life Razor Ramon?
Nope. Well, yeah, maybe prime Razor.
Yeah. Because
prime Razor, in his time in WWF, he was pretty good.
He was good, but God, he was cool.
He was cool.
He was cool.
Who else would we round out with that team?
Okay, hear me out on this one.
I got an idea, but okay.
Okay, go ahead.
The ultimate corporate champ, The Rock.
Oh, The Rock would be good. See, that's the thing, is like that's what I was thinking, was if we did Cena, The Rock, and honestly, like, if we're playing with like time timelines, put Hulk Hogan on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just for like, because it's, of course, it's my dream thing, and Team Paul Heyman is gonna, you know, win.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to see CM Punk hit prime of his life Hulk Hogan with the go to sleep.
Okay.
Like,
So, yeah, got whatever, you know, Team Authority there.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be the face team. Macho Man, CM Punk, Dean Ambrose. Pretty much the same guy in all three guys. You would have to have Stone Cold if Rock's involved.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth. I don't want to go full in the tank and say Chris Masters.
Ben
Ziggler.
Like, that's, again, that's your little, your B-match.
B-match with,
be Masters and Jomo and...
There you go.
Evan Bourne.
See, that's why I'm surprised you haven't already picked up on
Lucha?
Lucha Underground, because Johnny Mundo.
I haven't had time.
I know, but now after this weekend, you'll have some time.
I will definitely watch Lucha, because, yeah, I have not seen John Morrison wrestle in quite some time, and I miss it.
In that amazing main event between Johnny Mundo and Prince Puma.
Whatever, John Morrison's wrestling.
No, don't get me wrong. Prince Puma, dumb name, great wrestler. Holy crap, he's amazing.
All right.
So, he reminds me a lot of a young WCW Rey Mysterio.
Alright.
Which is high praise, even though I hate Rey Mysterio now. But Rey Mysterio back then, highly impressive.
Yeah.
Understatement. Yeah.
Fair enough. We good?
We good.
Alright, as always, you can follow us at CR Attire on Twitter. We live tweet Mondays and Sundays. Just the Sundays where it would make sense to tweet, though.
Obviously. And if you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to bring up on the show, send those over to our email. That's classyringattire@gmail.com.
We are also on iTunes, still the easiest way to listen to the podcast. You just look us up there, subscribe. You get all the episodes coming to you automatically. You give us a review or a rating of
5 stars.
That kind of stuff just really helps out the podcast.
And if you're listening to us on wrestling.insidepulse.com, leave us a comment on there. We'd love to hear from you.
We are also on Facebook. Look us up there. Give us a like. Easy way to follow us as well.
Yep.
Until next time, stay classy and huzzah.
Huzzah.